Thank you, God, for your word and how you teach us and you minister to us through the stories of Scripture. How we're able to get instruction and direction, how it can bless our lives. And so may we receive what is shared today. May all that we say and do be glorifying to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Can you think of a time, can you think of a place when things were kind of perfect? It was a perfect moment. It was like time stood still and time didn't matter. But you were in that zone and people were joyful and peaceful and people were getting along. There was no quarreling. There was no conflict. There was sharing. There was a great meal. There was smiling and laughing. And it was just so beautiful and so peaceful. Can you think of that time? What would that time be for you? For Marlou and me, it would be that day of our wedding when we were here. I remember all the decorations in the sanctuary. I remember the youth helping in the fellowship hall. I remember our friends who came from out of town. I remember just all the welcome and the warmth and the love that was shared. The food was great. I remember how Leah and Rachel were working and taping and preparing, and I just remember so many good things about that day. It couldn't have been any better. It was so memorable. The only regret we had, though, was that we couldn't take a picture with every single person and with every single table. We didn't have time to greet every single table because there just wasn't enough time. And it would have been great, made it more perfect, if we had that in print, that we could bring it with us. God blesses us with these perfect moments in our lives. And what is your perfect moment that you can think of? In the scriptures, the Christian community found themselves, and this has happened just after Pentecost, where they were there devoting themselves to prayer and fellowship and teaching and worshiping. They were breaking bread. The apostles were performing miracles, and there were signs, and everybody was seemingly happy with generous and glad hearts. People were being added day by day. There were more converts, there were more believers, there were more followers. It sounds really great. The church at that time, they weren't haggling over policies and issues, and they weren't getting stuck in committees and arguing over policies or politics. There was no backbiting, there was no gossiping, there was no chismis. Well, maybe there was some, the good kind. There was no criticizing, there's no complaining, there's no judging, but they were just in tune, in harmony, and connected to each other in the spirit. They loved each other, they accepted each other, and they lived in peace. There didn't seem to be anxiety or worry or fear. It was just a perfect moment. Now, today is Mother's Day, and we reflect on a time when we felt that perfect time with our mother. Can you think of that time? Or the mothers who can think of that perfect time with their children. When was that moment? For some, it may have been when you were an infant, when you were carried, when you were hugged and held by your mother. Or maybe mothers remember being with their children, how they were kissing and caressing and coddling with their child, or snuggling with their child. Maybe it's a different time. Maybe as a child you were disappointed or hurt or you felt like you failed, and your mom was there to wrap you in her arms, to comfort and nurture and protect you. And you felt safe in the cocoon of your mother's embrace. For others, it may be an altogether different time. It could be ministering to our mothers in their last days, in the last few hours or minutes of their lives. Watching our mothers slowly lose strength, or slowly decline in health, or slip away, and suddenly the roles are reversed to where we feel like we're their strength, we're their pillar, we're their stronghold. And in that moment of weakness and frailty and vulnerability, there's that intimacy, and there's that deep connection and interdependence. And so we wonder, how come for some people the moments are, the perfect moments are different? Then there are those who never knew their mother, can't remember a perfect moment. If you are one of those, maybe you think of a time when you needed a mother and you didn't have one nearby, but God brought someone to fill in the void and provided that moment. It was a gift from God that that person was present for your life like a mother figure. Why are some people afforded more of those perfect moments than others? But the sobering reality is that it's for the moment. That scripture that we read, it's for the moment. You can't sustain it. It was a perfect peace, but pretty soon people's flaws come out, and then there's human nature, and it prevails, and it pervades, and before you know it, people want independence, and people want isolation, and their desires and selfishness comes in, and it breaks the spell, and that perfect moment evaporates and is extinguished. So what do we do? Because we want that perfect moment all the time. We want it more often. We wish to create it. Well, the good news is that God gives us filters, right? So God gives us the ability to separate out those good memories, those wonderful times, those great zones that we are in from the bad experience and the difficult times. And we're able to draw on the memories that boost us and lift us up and give us smiles and happiness and hope. Now, in our wedding day, if we remember the negative thing about that, that we couldn't get the pictures with everybody, if we dwell on that little thing, it could ruin it. It could ruin that perfect moment. If we let it snowball. But God gives us those perfect moments in our lives to draw upon them for hope. Now, if you read the scripture, you will find out that the rest of the letters that Paul wrote are about divisions, are about differences, are about disagreements. Is it right to eat meat? Can we hang out with these people? How about the Greeks? How about the Jews? And how about Paul and Apollos? There's this confusion, and it's not so perfect. Throughout the epistles, you hear about discord and just strife, and Paul's trying to manage it. Now, the Christian church, when they read this Acts chapter 2, or when they heard about it, they probably drew upon it and must have found courage and comfort knowing that there was that perfect moment when Christians got along, when Christians lived in harmony and in concert. And we are given those perfect moments to remind us that God is the giver of the blessings. We try to create these perfect moments and the timings. But it's God's grace and God's peace and God's light that helps us through it. It's a matter of God's timing, and it's our openness, our willingness, our readiness to access this time of this perfect moment. And so we dwell on the good memories, we dwell on the inspirational times and the wonderful and fulfilling times to give us that boost, to give us that energy and give us hope that Well, God is saying that there's going to be more perfect moments in our lives to come, more wonderful, filling times, and just to be open, just to be ready and ready to participate and access it. Not that we think back to the past and get nostalgic or that we are stuck in the past, but from the distant past, we can be encouraged then to go forward, trusting, knowing, because we don't have to be dismayed or discouraged or in despair about it. But the peace that passes understanding, the joy and the fulfillment that comes from God's Spirit will be there to steer us and guide us and help us to filter and to focus. And then we can find those perfect moments and be keenly aware of them. And so we trust that. We believe that. And we accept that. All right? Amen? Amen.